Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Over 10 million people worldwide have experienced a whole new world at the hit Broadway musical Aladdin. Y'all, it has everything you want in a Broadway musical. It's got tap dancing, big production numbers, spectacular sets, hundreds of costumes with millions of crystals, and Disney magic. Say what you will about Hamilton, and I enjoyed it a lot, but it did not have nearly enough crystals or Disney magic. The Wall Street Journal called Aladdin Broadway magic. When was the last time you enriched your life with the magic of live theater? The answer is, it's been too long. Go see Aladdin. Aladdin is dazzling Broadway one wish at a time. Great seats are available now. Visit AladdinTheMusical.com to see where the North American tour is going and to get great tickets today for Broadway, worldwide, all the North American tour. Do it. That's AladdinTheMusical.com. Hey, you're welcome. Don't worry about it. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Hi, this is Jess.
Hey, this is Zach.
This is our 100th episode of Off Book, so we're doing something different. It's still entirely improvised, but it's going to feel different than normal episodes.
And it's called
Cats 2. Enjoy!
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book.
The improvised musical podcast with Zach.
Your face?
What has the proof to the questions of life?
And also riddles.
And also death, and watches Malcolm in the middle?
What sits on your bed?
What purrs in the night?
What scratches its head?
What gives you a fright? And cats must, and cats trust that there will always be more cats. Cats for a modern age. A whole book of new cats filling up a whole new page.
T.S. Eliot is dead, but we don't care, for there will always be more cats to learn about. More to care.
Cats with modern technology jobs. Cats with 401ks.
Cats who have distant relatives. Cats who wander in rays. Cats do and cats too. Cats must and cats trust. Cats do and cats too. Cats trust. Must a cat do if cats will be here? Oh, come with us, and the answer is clear.
How many cats is enough for your mind? Infinite cats is the answer you'll find. How many cats? What new cats can we discover? Cats, the just to trust and also to love one another.
Cats who open their hearts, cats who name all their parts, cats who try to supply, and cats who are shrouded in lies.
Cryptocurrency cats, quick, oh, blurry cats.
Cats who are on Bumble and Hinge, cats who always cut their hair in fringe.
Digital currency cats, oh look there. Murray the cat and Larry the cat, Gary the cat, Carrie the cat,
Sherry the cat, Barry the cat on HBO. Wandering lane.
Come with us in an Uber Black because the wait times are insane.
Come with us to a brunch with your friends where your cat will eat your waffle on end.
Come with us to Imagine where a cat is premiering his modern play.
Come with us through a cat in a cat filter. Come with us to a cat in a dog filter.
Come with us to a dog in a bird filter. Come with us to a bird that has escaped.
If you trust, then you must. Then you must come with us.
Come with us. Two cats, two. Cats, two. Cats, two. Cats, two. Cats, two. Cats, two.
Preening on its back needs a time to pause and relax.
To drink a nice drink, perhaps it's a Snapple. Perhaps to be found in the biggest of apples.
Yes, yes, as we all, we take breaks, so you know, and perhaps to take in a fine Broadway show.
It's much louder than a squeak or a peep. A city that really
never sleeps. And who is that cat who'll plan such a trip? Oh, here he comes. Quick, quick, quick.
He's incredibly cool. He isn't a dork. It's...
Tim, the cat who's planning a trip to New York. I'm Tim. And of course I don't eat pork. Filthy animal. I'm Tim.
He's Tim.
And I'm planning a trip to New York.
To New York.
I've always wanted to go out there. Maybe I'll take my wife and daughter. I hear the pizza's good because what they put in the water. I'm Tim.
He's Tim.
And I'm planning a trip to New York.
Statue of Liberty.
And they also have utensils.
Hey, Tim, are you gonna catch a Broadway show?
I mean, they're very expensive now, as you know.
Hey,
but...
Tim.
Oh, yes.
After dark, will you wander around Central Park?
I didn't realize that I was gonna take questions, but yes, I may go there after dark. I hear it's very nice there in Central Park after the sun goes down and not dangerous at all. And I'm gonna take a subway. To Fifth Avenue. Said she would meet me on top of this building, which was like on Broadway and 38th or something.
Don't you have a wife and kids too?
I think my wife died.
Did your wife die?
I think my wife died. Yeah, and I'm a widower and I live on.
You're a handsome widower.
Handsome him in an approachable way.
An approachable, safe way, and you live on,
live
a,
on a
houseboat.
Which is a quirky detail.
And oh God, you're raising that kid by yourself, doing such a good job, but so lonely. And one night you called into a radio show, Tim.
And my best friend, Rosie O'Donnell, said, yeah, you gotta go out there and meet that lady at the top of the building.
Expensive flights are?
I'll have what she's having. Ooh! What was that sound we heard?
In the darkest of alleys, neat the trash and the monsters, you will find him on telephone wires and in dumpsters.
Who is he? Who is such a man? Well, it must be...
Ringtail Lacan! Behold, it is I, Ringtail Lacan, the cat who is not a raccoon.
Oh, but of course you are not a raccoon. Why, you are a cat like we, aren't you?
Of course! For me not to be a cat would be absurd. That's why it is the most important part of my personality that I am definitely not a raccoon.
Who is such a man? Why,
Ringtail Lacan, the cat who is not a raccoon.
But of course,
of course he's not a raccoon.
Yes, why ask?
Although some would say you have raccoonish traits.
Who says such a thing? If I'm defined by one quality, it's that I'm definitely not a raccoon. Ringtail Lacan is not a raccoon, so don't even ask. Ringtail Lacan is not a raccoon, that would be a mask on a mask. Ringtail Lacan, don't you know, creeps around so brash. You can find him at night, you might have a fright, cause he's tinkering there in the trash.
The cat with the mask and the tail with rings. We all know who he is because he travels in a pack and has the sharp, sharp claws.
Wee wee. Wee wee. Yes, we sing.
think is a raccoon that's dumb. He's a Hemingway cat, yes, a Hemingway cat. Just ignore those opposable thumbs.
Some people never seen a cat have seven other cats that climb on a roof. But a ringtail cat is a cat that travels in a pack, and that's just definite proof.
Wee wee, yes, we sing about the cat with the tail that's covered in rings. Wee wee, yes, we sing about the cat with the mask and the tail with rings.
Ringtail cat. Hypothetically, there might have been a raccoon who put on a fur-colored mask and tried to sneak into a house, not a can, as if it was his lifelong task. Because he abandoned his home and his family didn't think it was fine. Gave up his old life as a raccoon and tried to be a feline. But wee wee, that's not me. No, I had other plans. I am simply a cat, only a cat, not a raccoon. That's me, a ringtail cat.
Ringtail cat.
A cat who is not a raccoon.
Ringtail cat's making all the other kitties swoon. Punchy cords on your trash bins. That's a personal request from Ringtail Cats. Merci beaucoup.
Oh.
Give me that fish bone. I'm hungry.
Oh, you want this fish bone?
I do.
What will you do with the bone?
Chew it, eat it, swallow it.
And is that enough sustenance?
We'll find out if I die or not.
Because I usually do this thing where I put a whole fish in my mouth and then pull out a bone.
Oh, no, I eat the bones.
Are you some sort of dog?
No, I'm a cat.
Do you promise?
Yes.
Do you swear?
Yes.
Okay. I just had a thought.
Yes.
In my brain, I wanted to pick it. What is a man who also can lick it?
Well, here comes...
Slemony Lickets. That's the ticket. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Slemony, you're here. It's all very true. Could you please tell us some things about you?
Standing in the corner, I'm always feeling bad. And know that my feelings, they aren't willing. Because no matter how hard I try, I'm always feeling sick and I'm always feeling illing. I want to be better, but for better or worse, Slemony Lickets is the cat whose nose always hurts. It'll be hurting till I'm a dead old fossil. You can't stop this cat's nose from hurting in both nostrils.
Slemony Lickets, you know how it goes.
Slemony Lickets,
the cat with the always hurt nose.
You know how it goes. Slemony Lickets, the cat with the always hurt nose.
What do you do when you have to sneeze?
I get down and pray on both knees.
What do you do when you're chased by bees?
Get them in the eyes and instantly freeze.
And what do you do when your nose starts to drip out?
the mirror and go, oh, this isn't any fun.
And what do you do when there's something you want to smell?
I look at it and to my my senses I curse straight to hell.
Oh, Slammany lick it.
You know how it goes.
But not my nose. Oh no, not
so
me.
So it goes, I suppose. For let's lemony lick it.
The cat with the always hurt. No.
In the field for all to see outside of a rundown pharmacy.
Whoa, me? Or who? I thought you were talking to you? I was just doing a little light journaling.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No, I was here getting my fill, trying to fill a prescription for pills.
Oh, I understand. And sorry if I was rude. I was just journaling about all my gratitude.
Oh.
But yes, I see. Here we are, next to this glorious pharmacy.
But wait, who's this? It's
Lexapronatius, the clinical depression and anxiety order cat.
Oh, meow.
Purr. Should be doing it something it won't wag because I'm clinically depressed, but also sometimes really anxious too. It's something that flows through my fur and my veins. Did I mention it's because I'm a Jew?
Old country.
God! If I may just give a suggestion for all to see, I can't stress enough the positive benefits of therapy!
You think I haven't been through that before?
Just keep going!
I've knocked on every single psychoanalyst door!
You need another!
Many of them won't see me anymore! They literally lock and lock and lock and lock their doors!
Exclamation!
And now, curl up your tail and sit back on your haunch, for here comes a pair that dabble in raunch.
So much acrobatics, incredibly deft, they're tumbling around in their horny AF.
Here they are, here they come. It's not two, yes it is two, not
one. It isn't
one,
just one.
One. It's...
Tootie
and Boots,
the Cartwheel 69ing Cats!
Meow!
Meow!
Oh, meow!
Oh, 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 meow!
Is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, fuck. My legs are buckling.
Oh, no.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to episode 100 of Off Book, the Improvised Musical. We love making this show for you. It means a lot to us, so thank you so much for listening and supporting the show. To celebrate episode 100, Sean Matthew Leary has created an incredible poster that has upwards of, I don't know, a million, definitely 80 characters from the first 100 episodes. It's incredible. I don't even have it yet. I can't wait to have it, but I've seen it and it's incredible. It's available at podswag.com. So yeah, go get yourself a great poster and see how many of the insane characters you remember. Also, and I think we mentioned this in the episode, but just to clarify, all of the touring live episodes that just Jess and I did together are coming to the Stitcher Premium feed starting either now or next week. I think we're releasing something like one a week, and I think there's about 7 to 9 of them, so be on the lookout for those. Thanks again. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Oh, dressed to the nines in a floral bandana is a cat bearing melons and also banana.
If you need to say happy birthday or congrats, boy, do we have the most perfect of cats. Here she comes. Here she is. Her name is...
Citrusa.
And edible arrangements is her biz. Lovely Citrusa, thank you for joining us.
It is my pleasure. What is your pleasure?
Ooh.
I long for a raspberry.
Got it.
On a stick with also melon.
No problem.
If it had a bit of strawberries in it, ooh, that would be heaven.
I like pineapple.
Easy.
But stop, can you grapple? I like pineapple dipped in chocolate.
Done.
Can you arrange this?
Citrusa.
Can you arrange this? Can you arrange,
this? Citrusa.
Consider it arranged. It is my pleasure to put honeydew inside some box of treasure. Cantaloupe, melon, water if you please. I like to give melons in arrangements such as these. Makes an occasion special. A ticking countdown of expiration dates. What makes a gift special? mean more than anything. If it's about to go brown, if you should sit and wait,
the fruit will turn, your heart will yearn for a time when you seize the day. And so Satrusta will help you to remember to make any day a special day.
You can keep the sticks. Use them for a craft project. You can keep the basket. It's shallow. Put your keys in it. You can keep the food as a memory in your heart. An edible arrangement is a wonderful start to a special occasion.
Can you arrange this?
A very special occasion.
Can you arrange this?
An edible arrangement occasion.
Can you arrange this?
Citrus gone in a flash, and you're not out much cash.
The edible arrangement can.
The very bottom of the barrel of thoughtful gift giving is an edible
arrangement.
Oh, and there's also grapes.
Filler grapes.
Nature's candy.
Ow! Ouch!
What are you doing over there?
Well, sometimes, ouch, 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 ouch,
get
ouch.
Get off the
ouch, ouch.
Hood of that car.
I'm sorry. I was taking a nap, but it got too hot to handle, as if this car were suddenly a candle.
You know, I was burning an engine block. The car went beep, and the car just rocked.
Well, what a silly cat you are. I guess we were busy after singing about that car.
That's true. But here's a thing that I always knew. For here's a thing that I have learned. There is one cat who always gets burned. It's
Burnerella. Meow.
Really?
I love?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Burnerella, have you ever been burned by fire?
All the time, on purpose.
Hey, Burnerella, have you ever been burned by an insult?
My feelings get hurt a lot.
Have you ever been burned by the sun?
Sunscreen, according to Burnerella.
Oh, yeah.
Whether sitting at home or a cat about town, there's so many ways to be moving around.
Cats want to ride and they want to roll, for being a sitting cat can take its toll.
Oh, gosh, yes, it can. And it just isn't fair when you want to be free and fly through the air.
A cat like a bird? Why, that's so absurd. But what if there was a cat who would buzz in your ears to say, I'm here to make that true? If that were such, what would you do?
I think there is a cat like that. A cat I think I might. Well, did you know that cat is called...
Bumblegrams, the cat who drives a kite.
Enough to stand out there in a lightning storm.
And you may travel by train or bus or by car, but nothing like a kite to get you far.
Because your transportation is incredibly drab, and it can't compare with my main man. The kite, or are you holding the kite?
Aren't we all?
He drives a kite.
that's the thing that we're all gonna do now. Just prove us wrong.
I'm Bumble Grabs and I'm the only one licensed to drive a kite. So if you've been on a kite, someone else was driving it, you weren't doing right. No, that was illegal, you're under arrest. I'm also from the law. Cause if you roll with somebody else, and that was wrong. I'm the only one, I'm the only one you can drive with. Cause I went to the personal guides, but I went to the DMV. I went to the DMV. I did it, and now you can get on my guides.
Bumblegram.
I'll drive the kite. You gotta get from town to town. Ride a kite, children.
I'm pouncing around, but I feel like a joke. I have a cat car, but the motor is broke.
Oh, and here, I'm sitting and I just might melt. My cat car won't work because I've broken the belt.
Which was it, the fan belt?
I don't know. I knew enough to call it a belt.
There's a couple belts, I think, but I don't know the difference between them.
I'm not a mechanic. Who am I? A mechanic cat?
Whoa, look who it is!
It's me, Uncle Mitten Fuzz, the cat mechanic who works on everybody's cat car.
At the garage, working in toil. Gotta pull those levers, get sweat in the soil.
I'm Uncle Mitten Fuzz. Somebody said we, but it was us. It was a bunch of us at the mechanic school. I said I'm the best mechanic in here, cause I ain't no fool.
Oh, what it is, what it was, Uncle Mitten Fuzz. What it is, what it was, Uncle
Cat car.
Well, I see what's wrong with your AC. It's full of hair.
How did I get so much hair in there?
You gotta stop eating all those fur balls under the couch.
But I like to eat them, cause they look like a mouse.
What it is, what it was,
Uncle Mitten.
What it is, what it was.
Fixes your cat car.
Here's a cat who fixes your cat car.
Now walk it up to me and walk it over here. I wanna see what's in the rear. That means your trunk, all in the back. Yo, mess up them struts, take that shit out.
Hey, what's this part? I don't know, but it's really hot and it's covered in smoke.
That right there is your carburetor. I'll fix it today and later.
Oh, what's this here? I don't know the feel. It's got a big circle and it looks like a wheel.
That right there is exactly a wheel. You got it right on the first time. Meow. Your car.
dainty foot and paw. Approach our good friend, who's soon to be a mama.
Look over there, with a furry small head, so very pregnant and staying in bed. Why, it's Stumbleshins, the pregnant bedrest cat!
Hello, it is I, Stumbleshins. I gotta tell ya, being pregnant isn't so much fun. I'm on bed rest cause I'm clumsy. No 9 lives for me, just 1. There's 7 kitties in me, and I want them out. But I'm here to tell you what Stumbleshins is all about. I hope that you listen, I hope that you care. Cause I'm sitting here fat. Talk about a heavy side layer. Around as he or she chooses, I just end up with a bunch of scratches and unfortunate bruises. And now here I sit in bed. You think I'm crazy like a fox? No, this was an accident. I've got a full litter and call me the box. I don't know if I will be good at mothering at all. What if I drop the tiny babies from my mouth because they are so small? Will I land on my feet? Or will I just land on my face? I should have gotten spayed.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow.
Spayed.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow. And now it's so hard to find a father for my kids. The tomcat left. It was a quick night of passion, and you know what that is.
I'll call you. Bye.
I had a little too much catnip. It was like street, and now I'm just wondering, will I land on my feet, or will I land on my face? I made a stupid moment in and my paws. He touched out to me and cut me with his claws. I tripped into him, it wasn't his fault. But I need to know that I can turn a new leaf and carry my kids. Oh wait, there's one. Oh, there's two. Oh, there's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
from falling on your face.
Meow, meow.
I'm meow, so meow. Glad now meow, I meow. Did not get space. Brought you here. All you cats together is one.
What is the purpose of what we've done?
Maybe you
thought
we brought you one and all. Angelical ball.
But that was Cats 1.
And this is Cats 2.
And the Angelical ball is not how we do.
For I am Mimsy Bottoms, the puckish cat, and you've spent some time with me before I reveal that.
And I am Puddly Puddles, the cat that owns one shoe. And it has been such a long, long time to wait to introduce myself to you.
Mimsy Bottoms,
Puddly Puddles, the cat who has one shoe. Shoe too will not do.
We brought you here in one room, like Ringtail the Cat, the cat who is not a raccoon.
But that's not all, we have other friends, like, remember the cat mechanic, who does as he does. You know him by the name of Uncle Mitten Fuzz. Truth is divine. We met Tootie and Boots, the cats who cartwheel 69.
And we have you gathered to know which one of you is worthy to put on a show.
Yes, only one cat can have the one cat show. On Broadway, it's not to heaven that you'll go. You go to the heaven that is Broadway and financial success.
As you put on an original play that is touted as the best.
Will it be Stumbleshins? Will it be Knights of Pronations?
Which one of you?
Or maybe you think, what more could I do, star? But eat some edible arrangements purchased from Citrusta?
What is
life without remembering and looking back? What is life without you're a small boy and you're watching cats?
What is life without a spandex man and woman before your eyes? What is life before you realized, before you realized that this is ridiculous?
You with heart hardened by time that allows you to like the naming of cats even if there's not a rhyme,
or the parts in the original where orientals get brought up and you're like, oof, this did not age well.
Stop at cat 17. we did it.
Cats 2 Curtain Call. We want to thank our entire Cats cast.
We love them all.
Give it up for Mitra Johari,
Ross Bryant,
Nicole Parker,
Paul F. Tompkins,
John Gabers and Betsy Sodaro,
John Hartman,
Carl Tart,
Jamie Dimbo,
Tawny Newsome,
and Scott Ackerman. Thanks to guest pianist Dan Wessels. And give it up for our regular family band. We got Brett on the frets. He's our engineer and our guitarist.
We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella. He is our pianist and our best friend.
We got Dana Wickens, Wicks on the Sticks, producer and drummer. It's been a 100 amazing episodes, and only because we have you to listen to them. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone at Earwolf for making it happen. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Matt. Thank you everyone here who makes this show happen.
Thank you, Sean Matthew Leary, for all the incredible work you do from the Instagram account. Thank you, Darren Ficcarelli, for running that Facebook group with all the sleepy babies, which is a great place to nerd out about this show, if that's your thing.
Thank you, everyone, for sharing and opening your hearts to this podcast. It means the world to us, and we love that we get to share it with you.
Hey, bonus gift for you.
We did a bunch of live shows over the past year, and they're going to be dropping this week in the Stitcher feed. So if you need to use a Stitcher code or get a Stitcher for a month to listen to them all, if you already have Stitcher, good on you.
We've almost certainly got a code. It's almost certainly off book. We'll make sure that we have it by the time that this comes out. But honestly, doing this podcast is such a joy. Jessica, thank you for doing this podcast.
Hey, thank you, Zach. Thanks for doing this podcast with me. If you're new, if you found this by just being a Cats fan, we have a bunch of episodes that are different than this. A guest comes in and we improvise a musical using this band in-house. We have a bunch of episodes. We'd love for you to find them. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us on iTunes, leave a comment.
Leave a review.
But honestly, we just love that you listened at all. As we say at the end of every 100 episodes of Off Book...
If it's a sequel to Cats?
You know I'm all about that. We love you!
Love you, bye!
Okay, Rum Tum Tugger.
The magical Mr. Mistopheles.
Jenny Any Dots.
Old Deuteronomy, who's lived a long time.
Victoria.
Mm-hmm. The white one. The white dancy one. Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer.
Skimbleshanks, the railway cat.
Hell yeah, the cat of the railway train. you did Jenny Any Dots. McCavity.
McCavity. There's no one like McCavity.
There never was a cat for such deceitfulness and scravity? That can't be right.
Who knows? Grisabella.
Grisabella. Gus, the cat by the theater door, who played Fire from Infernal, the Fiend of the Fell.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, that one gets cut because, again, they say Orientals a couple times.
Who's the fat one?
The fat one is Bustopher Jones.
Bustopher
who's not
Jones.
Skin and Bones. In fact, he's remarkably fat. we're getting to, like, did you know that some of them are designated like kittens? Like Victoria is a kitten.
Why would I know that?
Why would Jenny? Why do I know that?
Then there's like the cats that don't have a song. Like who's the main narrator?
Munkus Trap.
Yeah.
Demeter. Cassandra. Oh my gosh. I'm amazed I remember that many of the second string. Sorry, no shade at you if you played Demeter, but your cat doesn't even have a song. We got the good ones.
Yeah, that was a lot of cats. This has been the naming of cats.
This has been the naming of cats.